Let us start from the Gemara and Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. The last three words of the bottom Shura, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we hear a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, if Kachim is Momin Kahanim or Momin Gavoya. Rabbi Yehuda held that it's Momin Kahanim. V'zeh yeh l'cha l'cha u'l'cha tzolchecha. It was given to the Kahanim, their Baalim on it, and they can do whatever they want to do with it. It's theirs. Rabbi Yosi Sova ka'esh ma'esh la'achile afhu nami la'achile. You only have a schus achile, but there's no Baalim in the Chalokim that the Kahanim receive, that they're able to be maknit, to be kinder with it. It's only theirs l'achila. Agavuche, I saw in Mikdash David, Perik Yudalit, Ois Beis, he says a little differently than we had mentioned the Chazaynish. Together of Mishulchan Gavoya, Chazanish says there's only a mitzvah's achila that he possesses, and mitzvahs are not transferable. That's what the Chazanish seems to say. The Mikdash David says perhaps a little different. He says that it is shaloi la'achila. It's taka his, but it's his only for achila. Not to give it away, but he's eating his taka. It is a bailus for a miyuchadik shimush. It's shaloi la'achila. That's, and therefore he says that the concept of yush applies. That means that if a kohen had a chelik and he was miyayish, so there's a concept that, so he lost his bailus on achila, and someone else could be kohen it. There is a bailus that is mukbal la'achila, but it's not transferable because it's not mine to be makna, it's only mine to eat. And perhaps later on Daf Nun Gimel, L'chayre, I think we'll have a nafkamina between the Chazaynish and the Mikdash David. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Nimnu v'gamru, was omdu l'minyin. So there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, v'gamru, they came to the conclusion, mekadosh bechelkoi, bein kodshei kodshim, or bein kodshim kalim, loy kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda was made to Rabbi Yosi, to the chelkem olav, and he was made that it's not moment, but mine is shokoyim. The Rav Omar Adayin in Machlokes. And Rav said, no, this Machlokes never became both of Rav Yehuda, was never made to Rav Yosi. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Kibosei de Rav Yochanan Mistava. That it's Mistava like Rav Yochanan, that Rav Yehuda was made. The Sanye, Minayin She'ein Chilkim, Menochais Keneged Zvochim. How do we know that we cannot make a chalukah between the Kahanim, that this Kohen should get a Minche and the other Kohen should get a Zevach, and that will be the Oifen HaChalukah? Talmud Loime V'chol Mincha She'teyofa B'tano L'chol B'nei Aron Tiyeh. That the Minche has to be divided between Kol B'nei Aron. And you can't say that one kohen will not get the chelik in the mincha, he'll get, instead of the chelik in the mincha, he'll get a zevach, instead of the chelik in the mincha. So it says in the pasuk, l'chol b'nei arin tihye. Now I'd like to give a shtikel hakdome to the sugya. The Emerson, there are two diyunim over here. when we're clearing a shayla, can we divide a minche keneged a zevach? There is one deal that perhaps in the chalukah, we say there's a chalukah of mitzvahs achila, that each kohen gets a schus achila from the kohen. I feel we will say Mishulchan Gavoya Kazocha, but we will see in Taisvis. But the Mishulchan, he also gets a mitzvah sachila, and according to the Mikdash David, it's Shaloy al Achila. And this is a Dava Muske, that each Kayan gets a chalek in each Kol. That's for sure. That means, let's say we are dividing a mincha and there are 10 kahana in the base of, so this mincha will be divided in 10 chalokim and each kohen gets a chalik in the mincha. 1/10 of the mincha. That's a davar muskim. Even though it's mishulchan gevoya kazachal. Now, there's a shaila. Just like we're dividing a mincha in 10 chalokim, if the Kahanim are maskim, the Kahanim come to the Memunah, to the Gabbai, and they'll say, listen, we don't want to divide this Minchin ten Chalokim. We'll divide, there's five Minchis and five Zvochim. We'll divide, we don't need a Goyle, we're all maskim. These five Kahanim will get Zvochim, these five Kahanim will get Menoches. We'll be Choylik Menoches, can I get Zvochim? And this should be the Chalukah in the Shulchan Gavoyah. That's one view. And we will see that this Baraisa is speaking about this view. For sure. That's one view in the Baraisa that perhaps we could make such a chalukah. Will we be chalik zvachim kineged menach? Then there's another view. There's a second view. Let us say, in the chalukah, you don't divide zvachim kineged menach. No, that's it. There's ten Kahanim. We have a Minche to be divided. We divide it between these ten Kahanim. We have a Zevach. We divide it between the same ten Kahanim. So now each Kohen has a tenth of the Minche, a tenth of the Zevach. Now, after it's divided already, if we will assume that Rabbi Yehuda is correct, that Lecho, Sholcho ulechol tzolchecho, that kochim, I feel like kochim, is momen kahanim. So after the division, now two kahanim between themselves can make a deal. And they'll come and they'll say that, listen, you give me your chelik in the minchis, I'll have a fifth of the minchis, I'll give you my chelik in the zevach. So that's another shayla. That means when we're clearing a shayla to be mechalik, a minche keneged a zevach, there are two diyunim over here. There's one diyun in the etzim oifen hachaluke, that is with the kochim are divided. That's zicha that a kohen gets a chelik, a filum mishulchan gevoyah. He gets a chelik, he gets a schus achila. How is the division made? Can division be made? Pias komas hakahanim who makes zvachim keneged menachas. That's one deen. And then there's another deen. I feel you can't make such a chalukah. But after the chalukah, if we will say that it's momen bailim, momen kahanim, so not good. I have a tenth of a mincha, a tenth of a zevach. Now one coin can make a business with another coin. You be makni me your chelik in the mincha, I'll be makni you my chelik in the zevach. Now, if the Barais declared this shayla, and we're saying this two tzvodim, how we could understand such a chalukah, and the Barais brings a posik, l'chol b'nei arim tiyeh, that the mincha has to be divided equally between all kahanim. So we see from this Baraisa, both Yesaitis, we see if there can never be a Chalukah Zevach Keneged HaMinche, so we see it can't be sold. It's not Momen Kahanim, Mishulchan Gevoyah. That's what the Pasuk is telling us, number one. We also say that you can't make such a chalukah. Fine, not being so shulchan gavoy, but let's make the chalukah in shulchan gavoy in such an oifen that five kahanim should get the left divide of the zedach and five chalukim in the minchin five chalukim. That also says in pasuk, you don't make such chalukahs. Every kohen is divided up equally between all kahanim. Fine. Now we will begin to understand there's a whole shakl of Italian in this Baraisa. Yochel. So the Baraisa says, fine, I see that. Zvochen keneged menoches, you cannot sitel. Yochel lo yechalko menoches keneged zvochen. Sheloi komo tachteyem bedalus. Because a minche in a zeva are two different entities. That means there's no such concept that a person who's mechuyev a zevach, if he can't afford a zevach, he'll bring a minch. There's no such concept. There's a different side there. There's a zevach, an oy, and then a minche, dali dalis. But there's no concept a minche keneged a zevach. B'mokim zevach. So memela, so now the barais is being mefalpul in the first nekuda that we mentioned. Good, the pasuk tells us in the oifen chalukah by two distinct kavonis. You cannot say that half of the base of will get a minche and half of the base of will get a zevach, because since they're two distinct kavonis, mamish two different kavonis, so for kerv chol b'nei aron, you have to divide each sub kavon to the complete base of. But what if I will have avo yechalku menoches keneged oifetz? What if you have oifetz? So a minche can be b'mokim oif. So it's the same type of kapore. There's a kapore of a minche and for a dali. That means it's the same suk kapore. It matters what your financial bracket is, but it's the same suk kapore. So I would think you could be mechalik menoches keneged oifes. Shrei komo tachteyim bedalis. If you're a financial bracket, you can't afford a knife, you bring a minche. Talmud loimar v'chol nase b'malcheshes. By each minche it says, and we'll see, many nila minche goes to other kabbonis, v'chol nase b'malcheshes l'chol b'nei aron tiyeh. Fakel. That you have to divide the minche bein kol b'nei aron, and that's coming to tell us you cannot divide half should get a minche and half should get a noy. So this svara of komu tachteyim is not sufficient to make it one big kolben, and we'll divide it that way. Fine. Yochem. So now the beraisa says lo yechalku menoches keneged oifes. You can't be mechalik menoches keneged oifes. Sha'alolu minei domim, because oifes is minei domim. You make mitzvah yadam. It's a bal chai. Va'alolu minei kemochim, and here you make mitzvah. It's a different type of korban. So b'meile, that is why avo yechalku oifes keneged zvochim. But what is you have a korban? That's a korban oile v'yoyre that you have. An usher brings a zevach, a dal brings an oif. So this is the same type of a korban. Shnei minei domin. And the oif is come tachter. It's the same type of a kapore. This is if he's in such a financial bracket, he brings a zevach. If he's a smaller financial bracket, he brings an oif. But it's the same suk korban, it's minei domin. And it's the same type of kapore. So we should consider it like one big korban. We are dividing. Shalolo valolo minei domi. Talmud loyma al machvas. So by machvas, I mean inyin leminche. So it's coming to tell us that you're not mechalik oifois keneged zvoch. That's all in this halacha that we should make a chalukah. In the Mishulchan Gavoy, we should make a chalukah of oifois keneged zvoch if the kahanim are masked. Yochel lo yechalku oifos keneged zvoch, because there are also two different types of kavonis. Shehalolu vayseyim biyad. By an oif, the maaseh akrov is b'melike. Vahalolu maaseyim bikli. In a zevach, with a sakin. So it's also, it's two distinct kavanas. Aval yechalku menaches connected menaches. But maybe if you have two different menaches, you have a machmas and a malcheshes, shneim maseim biyad, you make mitzvah by both, shneim minek mochim. So already, this already is similar kavanas. So maybe we can make the chalukah that we have a base of. Whoever the base of will take this sudminche, and the other half will take the other sudminche. Al kaponim ba'askom askulam. Shalolu ba'lolu ba'iseim b'yad, and it's minek mochim. Talmud loyma v'chol minche v'lula v'ashemen l'chol b'nei arim. So this is coming to tell us that afilu yivna mechalik menochis k'negim menochis. Yochem, I would think lo yechalku machvas keneged machashes. U machashes keneged machvas. That's what this pasuk is coming to tell us. The take minek mochem. The take maseim biyat. But it's a different type of a minche. Shezu maseim rakim. Shezu maseim rakim. Shezu maseim koshim. Machashes, the minche is a spongy type of a kolben, a machvas, it's a harder type of a kolben, it's baked very well, it's hard. So it's also two types of kolbonis. Avul yechalku machvas keneged machvas, but you have two minoches. One minche belongs to Reuven, one minche belongs to Shimon, but it's the same kolben. So I would think, so let's make one big kugel. We have here two kolbonis, so instead of dividing up, we said we have 10 kahanim in the base of, instead of dividing up each minche in 10 chalokim, we'll take these two minches, it's one, even though it's two minches of a machvas, but it's, we'll consider it like one big kolbin, and we'll divide 5 kahanim for this machvas, 5 kahanim for that machvas. Shalolu v'alolu ma'isayim koshim. Inami ma'isayim rakim. Talmud loyma v'chareve l'chol b'nei arim tiyim. So memele, so that's coming to tell us that afilu by similar kolbonis, the mamish similar, so v'nesvegen each kolbon is a entity bifnei atzmai, and therefore you have to divide each kolben for the base of, and you can't make one big kugel of dividing two similar kolbonis between, that they should be divided equally between the kah. Fine. So now I know in the mitzvah of chalukas ha-kolben, each kolben is a besondere entity. Fine. Yochel lo yechalku v'kodesh ha-kadoshim. So all these lamudim are speaking about a minchas kodesh kadoshim. All these kabonis are speaking about this kodesh kadoshim. Avo yechalku v'kodshim kal. Now, that what the Gemara was, it's moiradik meduyik in Rashi. Now, that what the Gemara held, the kodshim kalim should be different. The havamin of the Gemara is not Kodshim Kalim should be different. If we have a Seder Chalukas HaKolben, that each Kolben is divided equally between the whole base of. So why Kodshim Kalim is different? But now the Gemara is going back to the second Svara we mentioned. Good. But we will say that that I learned, each Kolben is to be divided equally between all Kahanim. So now you have, by Kodshim Kalim, each Kolben, we divide up the 10 kahanim in the base of each kolben, each one gets a tenth of the kolben. But afterwards, now one kolben will go off to another kolben, one kohen will go off to another kohen, they'll say as follows, hezach tzu. You take, now this is mine. Kachim kalim is according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a vokim saying, kachim kalim is moment kahanim. This is my chelik, that's your chelik. Let's make a transaction. Let's sell. Now I'll sell you. Forget the chalukis. That's what each kohen get. But now after I got it, it's mine. I keep him a kaddish on you. I can do whatever I want with it. If it's momin kahanim. So I would think kochim kalim, that means I still don't know the din by kochim kalim, even though I have a gilui from the psukim that the oifen, how the memunis mechalik the kabonis, is we divide each kohen between all the kahanim, but could be it doesn't stop over there. Now that each kohen has his chalik, now could be kochim kalim is momen kahanim, and now they can make a transaction, just in the Kaddish Anisha, so I will make a transaction. I will chalku bekochim kalim, Talmud loima, ish ka ochiv, besomach leim al toido. Right, the next pasuk it says im al toido, a toido is kochim kalim, kishem shein chilkim bekochim, kach ein chilkim bekochim kalim. Now let's just skip this line, let's just to learn the flow of the Gemara. Let's jump to the next line, the middle of the next line. Stam sifro moni Rabbi Yehuda. So we have here a whole barai, so this is a Torah's koyanim, that is telling us that there is no way possible to divide chelkei hakoven between the kanan. Each koyan eats the chelik he got, he was eichen each koven, and finished. So we see klal, that there's no, it's not called Momen Kahanim, it's called Momen Gevoya. Because it would be called Momen Kahanim, so after I got the chelik, it's mine. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lachol, Lachol, Tzachet, you can do what you want with it. You can give it to Nisha. I mean, it's yours. But it's yours. Lachol, Lachol, Tzachet. And if it says over here that you can't do any, you stuck with your chelik that the Mamuna gave you, finished, you can't. No chalipin, no transactions. So memeile, so stamus lefro amoni, Rabbi Yehuda, who was the mechaber of Teres Koyanim, Rabbi Yehuda, who come out the last ve'o din chaluka klal, there is no oifen how we can exchange chalokim. Shema mino, so Abaye said it's a raya from this Teres Koyanim to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yehuda was chayza. Other Nimno Vigamru, Rabbi Yehuda was Maida, that was Maida to Rabbi Yaisi, that it's Momin Gavoya, and Mamela, so you can't make any transactions between the Kanan themselves. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, the third line on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan Mistaba, the Chosa by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. Shein chilkim menoches keneged zvoch. Now this was the first limud. So here in the first limud, Rashi was talking about, let's talk about that then also, of selling chalokim. Shein chilkim menoches neged zvochim kefi domim. To make a transaction. Loima. Tul ato minche, vani chazei vishoik, oi psach atos vaosham. So Memeile, that was the first limud. And in kol mincha mashmishe b'mincha atzma yechalku kol b'nei aron, but there cannot be a chaluke, there can never be a division of menachas keneged zvoch. So we're finished with the mechira dikechelik. Now the rest of the shakla b'talye is in the chalukya of Shulchan Gavoya Gufa, if we can make such a chalukya. Yoch aloi haitzi akos, avala shalei echal kumenoch is keneged zvochim. Vadi noi sen, shrei loi komu, bechol mokim menoch is tach zvochim bedalits, because menoch is never come in the place of zvochim, if someone is poor. The Bekoven Oyla V'yorid may be on the Oifis Tachas Behemeth. So it's an Oif Tachas Behemeth, not a Mincha Tachas Behemeth. So there it's two different entities, so therefore we cannot make such a Chalukah that half of the Beisov should get Nochis and half of the Beisov should get Zvochim. Zvochim eine Behemeth, tun es Zviche Besak. Avo Yechalkum a Nochis geneget Chathas Oif. Shrei komu tachteyim bedalus. Tersi b'metame migdosh, b'mishmi yiskoil, v'im lo isa sigyodi lushtei soirim, v'ei li eskaboni asher chota siri soeifo. Rashi says, "Avi yichalkum nochus neged chatzos oif shrei komo tafseim bedalis tafsibe metam em migdish b'shmi yiskoil v'lim tasig yodai l'shtei soirim v'hevi eskobone ashechot asiris ha'ifet." So this is b'mokim that kolben. So it should be like one big kolben. We should make a kugel and divide this one big kolben between the base of. So learn after the pots we call Nasma Cheshes Chol Ne'arin Tiyah. The Kul Kroy Yisayri Nimu. All these psukim are extra. The Motzila Michtav, the Pesach could have said, Kol Mincha L'chol Ne'arin Tiyah. Lamu L'fushe Kol Minim Menachas. By each Mincha the Torah repeated itself, Chol Ne'arin, this Mincha is coming to tell us Nu Halachas. Tamaleva Machvas, Imeni Nil Menachas K'neged Zvachim. Shaino minon tnei inyin lizvachim v'oifis. Yochel amiyat ha-kosov, elo shlo yechalko oifis k'neged zvachim. So it could be the Pasuk is telling me you do not divide oifis k'neged zvachim at the noifsim. She ha-oifo is maseyim biyad v'oifis v'akrov is biyad melike b'tzipayrim. The akrov is melike b'tzipayrim. So that's a akrov biyad. V'azvachim maseyim b'kli b'sakim. Zvachim is bekli b'sakim. Machvas and macheshes kelim oyu b'migdosh. B'chol menoches ha-nikmotso. The Rashi explains a little bit. All the menoches that you made kmitz in the rest was eaten, to unois lukshemen. It needs a lukshemen. And it was baked in a keli. U'machvas sofo. The machvas was a shallow keli. Ve'eina amuko. It's not a deep keli. It was a wide, shallow keli. It's wide and shallow. Hasoilis mispashet bekuloi. So the flour spreads out over the whole keli. And the shemen that is in this keli gets burnt up. Lefikach maiseim koshim. So the end result is you have a hard minchet. Umacheshes was a keli amuka, was a deep keli. The ein ha'u seiref es ha-shemen, lefishen nivla bo'uve yachalus. It seeps into the minche, into the oivi yachalus. Lefichach masein rak, avichalko machvas k'neged machvas, tul ato chelki b'minchas ruven. But if both mamish the same kolbim, so then it have a habamino that should be the oifen chalukah. We're making one big kugel, we're dividing the kolbim, the kolbonis machvas. Tulat chelki b'minchas ruv, and yetel chelkecha b'minchas shimen. Yolche lo yichal pol kolbim k'neged chaver b'kotshe kotshim, k'moy minche. Avi yichalku kolben k'neged chaveri b'kotshim kalim. And here Rashi goes back. And what would be the havamina? Kotshim kalim is different. This luschia begevayu, not in the chaluke. In the chaluke, I see you, but you don't make a big kugel. Each kolben is an entity b'fnei atzmai. But could be after the chaluke, since it belongs to him, could be kotshim kalim belongs to him. That's we'll come back to this. And okay, that is the Gemara. And Sifra Teres Koyanim. So Moshe Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. We skipped over these two Rashi's. Sifra Teres Kainim, Bobater Stam Sifras, Rabbi Yehuda. Bobater Kainim is Alma Lesbo Din Shal Chalukes Be'ilui Domim. That it doesn't have the Din Chaluke Be'ilui Domim. Mashmini Minetalava, Mainayu, Amashulchan Gavoyahuda Zochu. Yeah, so before we come back to the line of the Gemara, I'd just like to learn Taisvis. V'samach lei im al taita. The Gemara says, how do you know that by kotshim kalim, there also has to be an equal chalukah? you can't make any transactions. So it says, Ish ke'achiv, they should be all equal. V'samach lei, imal toida. Imal toida, and the toida is kachim kalim, you see. By kachim kalim, it's also mumming gavoyim. V'im taima, v'amach mina lo ke'rab Yehuda. The Gemara, the whole dictator is that the Tereskainim goes, a libid Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda, leidarish smuchim, ela be Mishnah Tere, kadisa bereish Yevomis. The Gemara says in Yevomis that this oifen, to darshan two psukim, which are smuchim, ze lo ze, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim, only in Mishnah Tere, dvorim, he darshan smuchim, and then the other four chamashim, he doesn't darshan smuchim. So how does this stem? The Sifra is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and here we're dashing the Apostle in Vayikra, smuchim, two psukim, one next to the other. V'yesh loyma emfer toisves, the last, that what the Gemara says, v'somach lei, doesn't mean the limud of smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash in smuchim in Teres Koinim. The last smuchim amish torish, ela vov moisef aligin rishin, v'chsiv, V'zayis toiras zevach hashlamim. Now, in the pasuk, let us just say what it says in the pasuk. In the pasuk it says ish ka'ochiv. That's the previous pasuk. Then it says v'zayis toiras hashlamim. So now speaking about eilus, we're talking about country culture. V'zayis toiras hashlamim. So vav ma'isav and yerishin. So the vav is coming to tell us. This is not new. It's muchim that. That by shlomim also the din is ish koach. Fine. So the marshal is ma'irer. So the gemara didn't bring the right limud. If Rabbi Yehuda would that, this is the middle of the pasuk. The pasuk starts like this: v'zoyis toiras zevach hashlomim. This is how a shlomim is. Im al toidok. If he's bringing it because of a toide, that's the seder. If it's not on a toide, it's a different seder. But the Gemara started from the middle of the pasuk. If you dash on smuchim, so I dash on one pasuk to the other pasuk. I dash on smuchim, but if he doesn't dash on smuchim, so it's the more. So bring the beginning of the pasuk. That's this all reflect the mashal. Lulei de mistafine, I would say perhaps, chat is like this. If the Gemara would bring the beginning of the pasuk and really the whole mekayer that the ish ka'achiv is from the beginning of the pasuk, the Gemara would bring v'zayis teiras zevach hashlomim. So if the Gemara would stop over here, emison there's shlomim which are kochi kochim zivchei shal meitzibur. So Mamela, if the Gemara would say, you know, it says ish ka'achiv v'zayis teiras zevach hashlomim. So you see, shlamim also is ish kochim. So who says that this is talking about kochim kalim? Maybe it's talking about shlamim of kochim kochim. Therefore, the Gemara has said, but it's not talking about kochim kochim. Because look at the next word, imal taiduk obonai. So the Gemara has to bring the middle of the pasuk to show you that the zayis teira zevach hashlamim is not speaking about Zivchei shal mitzibur, it's speaking about shlomim which are kochim kalim. But, so that's what the Gemara brought him out either. But the drash is taken from the zayis teiras zevach hashlomim. Now let's skip over the next thesis, which that's totally in the line that we skipped over. V'koma, the last bay din chaluke klal. There's no din chaluke by korbonis. There's no din chaluke. Peirish. So Taisa says, you can't make an exchange. You can't say that in each minche, there's also no din chaluke, there's nothing. The korban was divided. Each coin got a schus achile in the each coin that was divided. It's his. We mentioned the Chazon Ish says the he is the mitzvah achila. We mentioned today the Mikdash David says it's shaloi an achila. It's not shaloi to sell, but it's shaloi for achila. But al kaponim he gets takis chusi achila. That is zichat in chalukah. In the korban, each korban separately, each kind gets a chaylik. Matilin chaloshim bekotshim. You ought to be make geirolis, bekam de psochim. Nami giyani kipul. That when it was divided, when they divided the lechem upon him, so one kohen said, "Igiyani kapul," and then the other kohen said, "I got a kezayis." The other said, "I got a different shit." Kim the less, but in chaluk and yochel lekadosh bayishe daho baho talya. Since it's not in chaluk, is some emele, so they came in mekadosh shishim because it's not his to be makne. Now let us go back to the line we skipped over. This is the second line in the Gemara where it starts getting wide. Ish, now the Gemara brings down another drash. Ish chaylik afilu balmum, teinakotn chaylik afilu tam. Now, Chazal adashning from this word ish, that an ish, but we'll see what the drash is, that an ish, if he's a godol, he has chaylik, there are two different things. Chaylik means a schus to take a chaylik. There's two dinim. There's a din to eat from the korban. To eat from the korban, that person, by kochem kalim, you can give it to your wife, and that doesn't remain, an ish is allowed to eat kochem kalim. But in chaluke, to get a chalik, to be entitled to a portion, so ish chalik afilu balmum. Afilu is a balmum, and he's not roi la voide, so he gets a chalik. The ain ha cotton chalik. Ish is a miyut, that only an ish gets a chalik, and a cotton doesn't get a chalik. That if I get a cotton kareet, no problem. Nechel ka'anim, u'sheim, l'vnei, m'chmeine, l'avdei, there's dinim that a cotton could also, but it doesn't get a chaylik. Ish chaylik, v'ein a cotton chaylik. I just want to mention one thing now, that the Rambam brings down from this drash, v'ein a ish chaylik. It says ish. Ish ka'och, he was speaking about the chalukas ha'kobn, and ish is entitled for chaluk, and ishe, might cotton from ish, and might ishe from ish. Rafkan ish is entitled to get a chaluk, and not an ishe, and not a cotton. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. So it's Rashi, ish ka'och, lemutei cotton. That's the Gemara's Rashi. But, afilu ba'mum, but a ba'mum is entitled to a chaluk. So now, Rashi says, Psahol Lomdis, Sha'af Haim Hoyu Matliim Be'etzim. So now Rashi seems to give a reason why they're entitled to take a chaylik. So Rashi says, well, they were busy working in the Beis HaMikdosh, they were Matliim Be'etzim, they went to, somebody checked the Eitzim, if it's wormy, Umafshitin, they took off the oil, and they cut up the meat, the oilus in pieces, and they shecht it. So, that's what Rashi says. So, I don't understand, Grad, the Radbaz, and this halacha, that a balmum is gets a chelik, even though he's not roi lavoide. So the Radbaz says, exes a kosov. I mean, Rashi went backwards and started telling us why does he deserve a chaylik? So Rashi says, look what he's doing. He's whole thing, you're not fleeing. So according to Rashi, you don't understand why Anisha doesn't get a chaylik. Mistama Anisha can make shchita, Anisha's kosher ishchit, we learned. Mistama the other things also Anisha could do. The matliin, the seitzim, a cotton, I don't know if he's reliable, I don't know about a cotton. But an Isha Mestama could do all these things. So an Anisha doesn't get a chelik. So why did Rashi says, why did I don't understand how Rashi said this is the criteria because they're doing all this, that's why they get a chelik. I don't understand. Hakaponim, that's what Rashi says. Let us see, Taisvis. Ish chelik afil abamum. So Taisvis says, lav mehoch en afke. Ish is not a ribuy abamum. Al mikra achin yedachsiv kol zocho. Rabbis abamum. Leitzrich lahach droshe doch. And now when a balmum gets a chelik is loy mal loy meir de nasud, yeah, because you don't learn it out from the ish. And loy meloch shein koyin kopm chelik afilutam. The Gemara brought this in because the Iker Anegeya from this drash is Ish Veloi Kotten. So the Gemara wants to inject in this Halacha a Kotten, a Tam is worse than a Godel Abamu. Okay. So Memele, so Abaye said, listen, I have a Sefra, Stam Sefra Rabbi Yehuda, and we see Klaw, there's no din. He cannot be Mechalek. So Zaraya to Rabbi Yechanim, that he was chayz, Rabbi Yehuda was chayz. Omar Rove, Bucherab Milo Isanya, he says, you being a baraisa like Rabbi Yechanim, that Rabbi Yehuda was moide. I am a baraisa like Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda was not moide. Vahasanya, we learned in a baraisa, Hatznuyim Moishchenes Yedeim. I just like to say over the Baraisa without explaining it, and then the Rashi will see the explanation. We learned in the Baraisa that by the Lechem Aponim, after Shimon HaTzadik was Nifta, Kozman Shimon HaTzadik was alive, so a minute chelik of the Lechem Aponim, whoever ate it, had Tzviyah. They were satisfied. That was the schus of Shimon HaTzadik. A person had a kezayis of the lechem upon him. Other people, after this kezayis, they're full. They can't eat anymore. Other people, they couldn't even finish the kezayis. That was the schus from Shimon HaTzadik. After Shimon HaTzadik was nifta, so that was past history. So if a kohen got a pool is the size of a bean, that's less than a kezayis. So, the tznuyim, moishchenes yedeim. They got a pool, so they did not want to take it. They did not want to take it. Why didn't they want to take it? Because there's no mitzvah in eating a pool. Because you need achila. So if it's a kezayis, the melech, so it's not achila the kezayis. But if it's not a kezayis, so if there would be some satisfaction from it, so that's also called achila. That's called I was mekayim mitzvahs achila slechem apon. But if I got a pool, which is less than a kezayis, so it's no achila whatsoever. I'm not doing any mitzvah whatsoever. So maishchenes yedei. So memele, they didn't. So there were, let's say, if there were 20 kahanim in the base of, and there were 10 snuyim. So, and they all got a pool, so 10 pools were left over. 10 kepools were left over. They didn't take it because there's no mitzvah whatsoever in eating it, so they left it over. V'hagar geronim, chelkim, the those who were not the madrege of tznuyim, they were gar geronim, they were balei aibes achila, chelkim. So somehow we see from this that they can sell halakim. Before we see Rashi, maybe just let's explain this the way the Chazanish wants to say. The Chazanish wants to say as follows. The Chazanish wants to say these tznuyim, these 10 tznuyim, we have 10 kepuls over there. They did not want to eat it. Pool. So we're not taking it. But what are we doing with it? Well, the Chazanish wants to say, so we're makna it to the rest of the kahanim, whoever wants to eat. We're makna our chelik to all the other kahanim. So Memele and all the 10 snuyim did this. So now you have 10 kepuls. They were makna to the other kahanim. So now the Mamune who was settling, he informed these Kahanim, you know, there is, to your rights to have a chalukah, there's another 10 kipuls. They were maknet to you. And the Mamela, so now we'll divide Hagageronim chalukim. The chalik of the tznuyim, who were maknet to them. So that's very good if you hold that it's mom and kahanim. These tznuyim could be maknet. So now the chalik hagageronim became the toisif. There's more for them because they were maknet to them. So now the mamuna divides the shirayim from the tznuyim for the, so the, but they're chaylik in this. That's if you hold that the tznuyim are bailim to be makneh. That's if you hold that Rabbi Yehuda before chazon. But if you hold, this other chazon ish wants the same shot, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda after chazon, if you tell me Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer, so the tznuyim cannot be makneh there to the other guy. It's not, I'm sure it's not yours to be makneh. So now it's hefker. So it's hefker, so the mamuna can't make chalukah on this. So whoever wants to take it can take it. So it's not chalukim, it's chaytven. Now, like this, I'm not eating it, so it's not chalukim, it's chaytven. Here it says chalukim, you divide the chalik at tznuyim. You divide the chalik at tznuyim. So you see that the tznuyim were capable of being makne their chalik to the other, to the gagalonim. Now you can make a chalukah, but if you hold up, you there was maide, so they can't be makne, so it's hefke, so it's chaytve, not chalukim. So the Gemara says, my chalukim, chaytve. That's like a pshat, they take a chap. The chalik at tznuyim, they chapped away. You have to understand this, but so the Gemara says, "Ki diktoni seife ma'ase be'echad shechotav chelkoi v'chelik chaveiroi oyekoyren oisoi ben chamtzen ad yom oisoi." He chapped chelkoi v'chelik chaveiroi, and he was called ben chamtzen ad yom oisoi. Oma rabbe rav shile micro. What's the title chamtzen? What kind of a title is this? Alekai palteini miyad rosha mikaf ma'avel v'chaymetz. So v'chaymetz is a gazlo. Rabba ma'mocha lim go'etim dirshu mishpat ishru chomets. Now let us see Rashi. Hatznuyim moishchin yedeyim imenu. Zot Rashi. Kabilechem aponim tanyim. This is speaking about the lechem upon Arboim shone sheshimei shimen atzadik nishtalcha broche belechem upon. There was a broche. V'chol koin hamegiyoi kezayis. Every koin who got a kezayis yeshoichu v'sova. There was one koin that ate and he was completely satisfied. Yeshoichu l'moisa. There was another koin that left over. He couldn't finish it. That was when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, Nishtal Chabroche, Nikan Ve'ilach. But afterwards, not only did they have the Broche, Nishtal Chame'era B'lechem Apon, that there was a Me'era Klol in the Lechem Apon. V'chol Koyim HaMegiyai Kippur. So every Koyim has Megiyai Kippur. Atznuyim Moishchim Yedeyim Mimen. So the Tznuyim did not take it. Why should I take it? There's no mitzvah whatsoever. As we mentioned, this is a Taisus Yishonim in Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes. The Taisus Yishonim says, the Kizayis Lohoyim Moishchem, Ki Dimu Lekayim Mitzvah Sachila. They want to make a mitzvah Sachila if it's a Kizayis. Aval Kan Lohoyim Mitzvah Sachila Legamri. By a pool, there's no mitzvah Sachila. Ki Min Shein Sham Elek Pool. It went to Sobis Manshim and Atzadi, there's no such thing of Tznuyim. Whatever you took, you ate in the Zichar Hashem Achila. It brought Tzviya with it, a complete Tzviya, a mitzvah, but on Kaponim, it had Hashem Achila. Masha'ein came after Malkus of Shimon HaTzadik, so a pool is worthless. So they didn't take it. Lemahani lumidi.
V'ha'galgeronim
chelke. The galgeronim v'chelke.
Now we had mentioned before from the Chazanish
that the Chazanish says, what's that chelke?
That the Tzluim were, the Tzluim were makne their chelik for the rest of the Kahanim. So now, the rest of the Kahanim, the 10 Galgalonim left over, that we made a haluke on these, the pulin that the Tzluim left over. Now, Rashi says, that's a different shot, because Salka Daito, the high chelkim lav litel chelkai amegioi kom. It's not that he takes his chalik. Now what's the problem? He says, we could learn pshat, the tznuyim, the no mitzvah. No, they didn't take it. The galgaronim, no mitzvah, but it tastes good. But the Rashi says, no, that's not pshat. So what's that chalikim? That's what the Gemara learned, a new pshat and chalikim. So Rashi says like this. Because how can I say chelkim lav litay chelkay hamigiyah kama that the gagaronim took the pool even in the shtalka by meire kapul malamai chosi. Now that's also doesn't make sense to eat a kapul. So the gagaronim not l'shem taivis achil it's worth anything, not l'shem mitzvah is worth anything. So what shad the gagaron? Ela chelkim derech ilui. No, the gagaronim were chelik derech ilui. Meiniach chelke lechaveiroi, v'noitol kenegdoi b'mokim afe. So Rashi says it's a nupsha. Rashi says chelkim, that means, so they made a different chesbonis between the gagaronim. They said, listen, that someone will give over his pulin, or maybe a few people, and I'll give you my zevach. So the chilkim was a zevach connected the pool. That's a Rashi l'mshat. So the Chazon Yish asks, according to Rashi, so why didn't the Tzluim do the same thing? I mean, this is bishloim with the way the Chazon Yish l'mshat and the Gemara says regal. The Tzluim did not want it. The, all they got, not speaking about chilkim, when Rashi brings in another mice over there, well, chilkim connected zvachim. Chilkim means you chilik the lechem upon him. So the Tznuim did not want this, so they were machnet to the Gagaronim, and they were chaylik this for the Gagaronim. It's very good, so we understand the Hemshah. According to Rashi, the Chazaynish asks, so, the Chilkim was something else in Ganson. The Chilkim was that divided it for another cult. So yes, the Tznuim could have also done the same Asim. Okay. So the chelkim lav litul chelkim megiya kama kibin nishtal kwa meh ye ela derech ilay mani chelkim lachavei leitul connected with mokim achem fal al me isbodim chaluke val kocha al rabi yudi dama mamaynu so it's going quite rabi yudi nishani lo ilom ein boi din chaluke there's no din chaluke my chelkim what's the tais chelkim chelkoi hamagiya kama which is a kippur שאינה ישוב עלי חייטב חלק חברי ואיכלס, הוא עש חייטב חלק חברי פעם זה צנוי. So that's the mepshat. Rashi is, that's the very modern. Rashi says, what's the tash chulkim? It says, like a gronim chulkim. It doesn't say chaytim. So chulkim means he takes his chaylik, and he's chaytim. So where does it say that? We wish they took no, my chulkim chaytim. Rashi says, chulkim means he took the chaylik. Dachsimei chelkin means that he took a chelik choshuv. How did he take a chelik choshuv? Well, whatever was given to me he had, and then he grabbed the rest. So, but chelkin means that it was the, he took, chelkin means he received a chelik choshuv. The Eisenhower received it, well, you don't publicize it, but that's what happened. I got a kippul, and then... And then by the Chela Katznuyim, there were five people running, and I went and, as a six-footer, I said, stay out of here, and I went and took from the Chela Katznuyim, and I got a Chela Kosher. Yeah. Bohod, this number, Mesech, Esuka, Nichnosim, Chilkim, Betzofen. There it says that when they came, the each base of, so the there was the base of, they switched on Shabbos. So on the Chnosim, the base of that entered on Shabbos, Chilkim Bitzof. So the base of that were Chilkim. So according to Agamor, only the Gagalonim were Chilkim. So Rashi says, no, Chilkim Agia come, by Shahis and by Brocha, the Gemara. In Sukkah, speaking about when there was still a bracha, then there was taka everyone who took a chelik. Now, let us see Taisvus. My chelkim chaytvin. Kloima. La'oilam ein baidin chalukim. Really, there's no din chalukim. My chelkim, chelkim agiya kama. Shin magiya loiki ma'at chaytvin chelik chaveira. Go'ichle. It's on his paper. I sebecha chachotav chelik chaveira. So there was a chatif. In Taima, even Shadalka Lachtav, so all the Gagahonim were chaytiv. Amai Kori Lohu Chamson Tvei Machen, there was one person who was chaytiv, Ad Yoimoisei, they called him Aben Chamson, this was Mamish. I mean, I'm sure that there was a lot of Gagahonim which were chaytiv. Vishloim Elefisha Chotav Chaylik HaGalgeren Kamoisa. Oh, this guy was a real Galgeren. That means, he hopped away from another Galgeren, אבל אחרים לא היו חייטבין, אלא מחלק הצנועים שמשכם ידיים. So Taisvah says that the other Gagaronim, that means the צנועים were משך ידיים. So they're not taking away from the צנועים, the צנועים will need a time to start. So they're חייטבין. It's not proper, אבל קפונים, they're not גזלונים. But this person was he took from another Gagaron. He wanted to do the mitzvah of Achilles Lechem Akonim. With a chelek choshev, see, chapam another galgeren, and so they called him men chaymet. Now, I'd like to say two veltalechdo on this gemara. It's a very interesting gemara. They said they called him ben chamson ad yoy moise. So this is recorded ad yoy moise. The meantime, the matzeve, he wrote down, they had the simon of kahanim on top, duchen, and then, boy, nikpa ben chamson. I mean, this was a name that was stuck with him. What is all telling us? It's Ad Yoy Moise, I mean, but we have Ad Yoy Moise Mechakaloy. So this Ad Yoy Moise, they called him Ben Chamson. But that's Mipshad is like this. A person does an Abla, so he can rectify it. By Gezel, how can you rectify it? It's a Lavan, it's a Klasa, you pay back, patiently. But over here, you couldn't rectify it. Because I only have a schus achile, so what I took away from that galgeron, I can never repay him, because it's a lav baraknos mishulchan gavoya kazocho. I can't give him mine, because it's not mine for aknos. So memele, I'll let him eat my. That's not called I'm paying him. I'm not giving him something of mine. So what his I ate up. So there's no din of I'm not giving back his, I'm not paying for mine. So Mamela said, he didn't have tshuva. Didn't have any tshuva whatsoever. That's one vote I thought. And then I'd like to say another vote. They called him Ben Chamtzen. Taisus God says, Michaelahu Chamtzen. Taisus says they called him a Chamtzen. The Muslims, they called him a Ben Chamtzen. So perhaps Shat is like this. We mentioned a machloikis the Chazaynish and the Mikdash David. What does the Koyin possess? Yol Mishulchan Gavoye Kazach. So the Chazaynish says he has a mitzvah sachila. He has a mitzvah tikkun. He has no bailus, what it says. The mitzvah is his, but he has no ownership. The Mikdash David says it's his to eat. It's not his for anything else. It's his to eat. So perhaps this is the machloikis. If you learn like the Chazaynish, so I'm a gazlan. I took away a mitzvah from him. But the whole concept of gazlan is I take away something that's his. This is not his. So they're very careful what they called him. But he's a ben chamson. He's an odom. He's a ben odom. He's not a chamson. They didn't call him chamson. They called him ben chamson. Could be Taisvus learned like the Midrash David, so it's Takehiz. It's Shaloi Lachila. It's his for eating. It's not his for anything else. Say Takeh called him a Chamtzen.